There wouldn't be any among us who, from time to time, hasn't felt a bit down, sad, lethargic, despondent. Most of us get over that, get on and face our day. That's not depression, though. According to Beyond Blue, 1 million Australians have depression. It can be utterly debilitating, a mental illness. But what if the physical was responsible for the mental? Well, it appears new research supports that idea. When our bodies are subjected to infection or other challenges, a set of proteins called cytokines, I think that's how you say it, they kick in. They trigger us to withdraw so that we can recover, rebuild, not afflict others. That's a snapshot, I hope, the findings of clinical psychologist George Slavish. He's director of the Laboratory for Stress Assessment and Research at the University of California in Los Angeles. George, welcome.
Yes, good morning to you and to all of your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this very important topic.
That's absolutely our pleasure. Can you elaborate on that physical process that may contribute to what we understand as depression?
Certainly. I think that when most of us generally think about depression, we think about the negative moods, the sad moods, the despondency that you mentioned. And we also think about the different types of negative thoughts that sometimes run through all of our minds, like I'm not doing this good enough, somebody disagrees with me, maybe people don't like me. And generally speaking, these are the types of negative thoughts and emotions that we conjure up when we think of depression as a disorder. What this new research is revealing, however, is that the biological roots of depression go very deep into our bodies, and the nature of those biological roots actually connects depression with lots of other disorders that tend to frequently co-occur with depression. And these physical ailments include things like asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease, certain types of cancers, and even neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease. So the main takeaway message is that although we've typically thought about depression as just a disorder of negative thoughts and emotions, the biological roots of this disorder actually go very deep. They involve aspects of the immune system. And this new research that shows that there's an immunological basis to depression may actually provide us with some very enticing clues to understand why it is that depression increases people's risk for a whole variety of other physical health problems.
So is our framework around depression, the way in which we treat it as a mental illness, is that a misleading categorization?
Well, it's not misleading in the sense that depression also involves psychological aspects to it, the things that you nicely pointed out. But I think our tendency, both as clinicians and as just general lay people who have all experienced some type of minor depression or major depression in their lives, is that we look just at the emotional aspects, and obviously we cannot measure the physical aspects, and so we often don't give them as much credit as they deserve.
I wonder, is some of our current thinking been based around guesswork, I guess? Are we beginning to sort of unpick the process as research gets deeper into what is a condition which seems to afflict more and more people in the modern world?
I think that's true, and one of the things that's really changed over the past 10 years is that the price of certain technologies that we use for measuring different biological processes has gotten much cheaper, and more laboratories across the world are now using them. So whereas It used to be very difficult to understand what the depressed brain or what the depressed body is doing, we can now use brain imaging techniques. We can take blood samples to look at how the immune system is operating and how lots of different processes in the brain and the body are operating and how those processes might be different during depression versus when you're not in a depressive episode.
George, thank you. Fascinating insight and fascinating research. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
George Slavich is a clinical psychologist. He's director for the Laboratory of Stress Assessment and Research at the University of California in Los Angeles.